Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Whether this is her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct is everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see Oceanside Relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Oh, yeah. It is the Odd Couple, and I am Chris Broussard alongside my partner,
Rob Parker.
No! Instead of Rob Parker, it is Ryan Hollins right here on Fox Sports Radio. And we are about to bring the noise. So keep it locked right here for the next 3 hours. The iHeartRadio app, Sirius XM Channel 83, and like I said, Fox Sports Radio. Let me welcome in my man, 10-year NBA veteran who has made a name for himself post-NBA career as a sports analyst and commentator. I love hearing him, so I'm excited to do the show with him tonight. My man, Ryan Hollins. What up, brother?
What's going on, man? It's been too long. The last time I filled in, you had your anniversary, and Rob was hoping to divorce on you, man. I said, Rob, don't say things like that. He said, you know, when jump time, when they go and take trips, they don't come back together. Like, Rob, don't say that.
See, he didn't say all that when I got back. Yeah, he is the poo-poo king, trying to poo-poo our marriage. But we weren't having it, man. So it's good to have you on. And look, let's just keep it real. Great day to have you on, because what a weekend it was in the NBA, man. So I want you to bring that heat. I don't want you to pull any punches. I want you to call it like you see it. I want you to tell it like it is. Tell it like it T-I is.
Do it!
So we're going to have a lot of fun today. We got Keith Pompey from the Philadelphia Inquirer. He's the Philadelphia 76ers beat writer.
Oh,
he's on at the bottom of the hour, and it is going nuts in Philly. I just talked with some people on the ground earlier today, and man, they are going all in on Ben Simmons, and they ain't got much love for one of your former coaches either right now, Doc Rivers. So we will get into all of that and more. Of course, the Brooklyn Nets ousted. So lots to talk about, and we will do just that. We got a lot of fill-ins tonight. USC Chris on the ones and twos on the Magic City Monday in for DJ Alex Teichert, a.k.a. Alex the Vegan. We got super producer Rob G is in the house. And on the updates, my man David Gaskin, oddly to be here on a Monday. It's odd for him to be here on a Monday, but I guess he wants to get involved. So David Gaskin with the updates. All right, Ryan, let's get it started, man. Look, the Philadelphia 76ers, number one seed in the Eastern Conference, brought in the ballyhoo decorated coach Doc Rivers to replace the beleaguered Brett Brown, and they were thinking championship or bust. They had an easy road. Who'd they beat in the first round? Washington? No problem there.
No.
Didn't they get Atlanta in the second round? I mean, first time for Trae Young in the playoffs. Atlanta never been to the – or has only been to the conference finals twice in like 50 years or something like that. They had an easy road at least to the conference finals. And yet they will not be playing anymore this season because they blew it. They blew a 2-1 lead to the Atlanta Hawks and went down in game 7 and lost 3 games at home. And so I'm just going to throw this out to you. Well, let me continue setting the stage. Ben Simmons, 34% from the foul line, the all-star point guard, one of their two superstars, the number one pick in the NBA draft. Some compared him to Magic. Some compared him to LeBron. Some have compared him to Penny Hardaway. But he shoots 34% from the free throw line in the playoffs. That's a new NBA record. Now, this league has been around since like 1947, something like that. New NBA record for anyone that attempted 70 or more free throws in the postseason. And he was just horrible. It got to a point there was hack a bin. They were fouling him on purpose. And to cap things off, he turns down an open layup or dunk near the end of the game that could have tied it, passes it off to a teammate, Matisse Thybulle, who makes one of two free throws. Atlanta comes down and scores, and according to Joel Embiid, the superstar on the team, that was the game. That was the turning point. So, Ryan Hollins, I'm throwing this out to you. Is it time for the Philadelphia 76ers to part ways, to trade Ben Simmons?
It's been time. Mm. What do you mean, is it time? It's been time.
So when was time?
This was last year. They should have made this
so
move last year. Yeah.
And I'll be quick here because I want to hear
ahead,
you.
Go ahead.
But going in the after last season, I said, look, bring in a decorated, celebrated coach who you know can coach, and see what he can do with Embiid and Simmons. And if he can't do anything with them, then you got to split them up and trade one of them. And so that was just my feeling on it. That's why I would have kept him for this year, but go ahead.
So when I've got one of my early starts in the media on SportsCenter, not just the radio airwaves, it was you, Chris, I was on SportsCenter, and they lost their mind. When everybody was going and picking the 76ers, I said they won't come out the East. They'll be happy to make it to the second round because Ben Simmons.
You said that at the beginning of the season?
This was 2 years ago.
Okay.
And everybody went crazy, and it came true. And then it came true the second year after, and then it came true again this year. I've been talking about this for 2 years. Now, let me put this disclaimer out for everybody. Ben Simmons is not a bad basketball player. He doesn't stink. He doesn't suck. The problems are his game is inadequate for the playoffs. And talent-wise, we look at him and we see LeBron James. We look at him and we see Magic Johnson, as you brought up. We see Jason Kidd. These big guards, because the ability to pass and see the floor doesn't grow on trees. In the last game,
right,
he had 8 rebounds and 13 assists. He's a walking triple-double. He's an all-star for years to come. You can't take away from his efforts, okay, and what he brings to the table. But when needed, he's got to make adjustments. Chris, I played with Rajon Rondo. I played for Doc. I played in Boston. And one of the key reasons why my belief that they were very confident in hiring Doc, why? Because he won a championship with a point guard who couldn't shoot. Doc Rivers won a championship with a point guard who couldn't shoot.
Right.
But the biggest difference here is Rajon Rondo can hit free throws. So where a point guard who can't hit free throws, hit mid-range, hit threes, he's almost unserviceable on the court. Because from a defensive perspective, when you have a guard, this is the problem when we played against Rondo. Play against Ben Simmons. You don't want to press up on them because they'll drive by you. So now a guy with great vision is to quarterback the offense. So Ben Simmons is in situations where he can't even quarterback the offense because he's scared to get to the free throw line. And like I said, Chris, as a former 10-year pro, when it gets come playoff time, when things get tighter, and I've said before for Giannis and for Ben, you can't dunk your way through the playoffs. You can't lay up your way through the playoffs. These are things that you need to work on or you've got to improve, because you're going to run into somebody, and in terms of Giannis shortly, you ain't going to be the big bad wolf against every team. You could be the big bad wolf on the floor against Blake Griffin. You ain't going to be the big bad wolf on the floor against everyone that you play against. But in terms of Ben Simmons, now – things are ugly. This is an ugly breakup. And keep in mind, all they had to do is give up 2 first-round picks. If I'm not mistaken, Chris, you got more to low down than I do, and they would have had James Harden.
Well, here's the deal.
James Harden!
Houston did a ton. I get it, and I agree with you. You should have done it. If they have Harden and he's healthy, they're winning the championship this year.
Yeah, this year.
And right, this year
this
for sure.
Year, yeah.
And what I'm told is that the owner for the Rockets did not want to deal with Daryl Morey. Tillman Fertitta, because of, you know, Morey leaving there, didn't want to hand him a championship. But I think that would have been good for Houston, because I think you can build around Ben if you get 4 shooters around him. Just like they in Milwaukee built around Giannis. But here's what I want to throw at you from your – that was a good breakdown, but I want to throw this at you. It's also – it was a different era when Doc won with a point guard that couldn't shoot. Ben Simmons would have been fine in the 80s, the 90s, the early 2000s, because the three-point shot was not as prominent. The floors weren't as spaced. Games were played a lot closer to the basket at that time, even in 2008. And so I think that's a problem, too. Like, in today's NBA, again, you can build around him if you got him pushing the ball in transition, penetrating when he can, and when you're not in early offense, he's in the post. Because he is a pretty decent post player. And you got 4 shooters around him. And I think you could be a pretty good team. The problem is when you've got a big post-up player like an Embiid, you can't have Ben Simmons. Because now one of them has to be on the perimeter, because usually it's Embiid with the Sixers, because if you put Ben on the perimeter, nobody's guarding him. So he has to be by the basket in the post or the dunker spot for you to avoid playing 4-on-5. And so that's what I think is his problem now. It's a different game.
Well, everything that you said is fine and dandy if he makes free throws. If you're not greatest shooter.
I think he'll get – don't you think he'll – I think this was a – now, look, maybe he'll be paralyzed for this for the rest of his career. I doubt it. But I think he'll get back to being a bad free throw shooter, which was 60%, which was what his career average was before these playoffs. And that's not good for a point guard, but that's not 34%. I think this was kind of an aberration. He got scared. He was just lost. And obviously we saw what happened.
You know, it's funny, and I use this wording in terms of Doc Rivers. My daughter, when she was in preschool, they were teaching her lessons, and it was so cute that she learned the lesson and she told it to us. And she said, Chris, she said, you get what you get and you don't get upset. You get what you get and you don't get upset. This couldn't be any more true with Doc Rivers, a former coach of mine. Doc Rivers can lead you to a championship. Doc Rivers is certified. There ain't no, like, let's not, Doc can't, like, Doc Rivers is certified. Let me finish.
Doc got some issues. All right.
But Doc ain't going to make adjustments. Okay?
There you go.
And you knew that Ben Simmons couldn't shoot when you got him. He couldn't shoot in the playoffs. He couldn't shoot in the preseason. He couldn't shoot in the postseason. So, Doc, at some point you get what you get and you don't get upset. Elton Brand, you get what you get and you don't get upset with Doc. He's not going to make adjustments. He's not going to dig into his bench until it's absolutely necessary and find out what the other guys can do. Look, if he was still coaching, the Clippers would have been home. Because Ty Lue,
right.
Doug, hold on, man. Hold on, with all due respect,
I
love
round,
him.
Right?
Ty Lue, well, let's say second round. Ty Lue dug deep in and found Terrence Mann.
He doing all tight. Ty Lue is showing off.
Terrence Mann.
We're gonna get into Doc. We're gonna get into Doc later in the show. But great stuff. I'm gonna throw two names at you quickly before we go to break.
Okay.
Would you do Ben for CJ McCollum? I like Ben for Malcolm Brogdon.
I'm gonna tell you what I got to do. You want it now or you want it later?
Well, if it's on Ben, you can give it to us now.
Yeah, you sure you don't want it later?
Is it on Ben?
Oh. All right, give me to the break. Ben, give me to the break. I'll answer when we come out, man.
All right. 877-99 on Fox. 877-996-6369. It is your turn to weigh in with Chris and Ryan, the odd couple, tonight. Is it time for Philadelphia to trade Ben Simmons? You heard me throw out some names. CJ McCollum, Malcolm Brogdon, Kyle Lowry's a free agent. What would you do if you're Philly with Ben Simmons? Your turn to weigh in, The Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, it's Ben, host of The Fifth Hour with Ben Maller, along with my trusty sidekick, David Gascon. Would mean a lot to have you join us on our weekly auditory journey. You're asking, what in God's name is The Fifth Hour? I'll tell you, it's a spinoff of The Ben Maller Show, a cult hit overnights on FSR. Why should you listen? Picture, if you will, a world where we chat with captains of industry in media, sports, and more every week, explore some amazing facts about human nature and more. Listen to The Fifth Hour with Ben Maller on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret, like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard to snag tables. Ooh, yum. And how you get the most out of select can't miss events with access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events. You'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic, 'cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for time tournaments, where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Job searching can be a lonely process. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish. It's time for a better way to find a job. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you. Each year, tens of thousands of job seekers find work with help of Express Employment Professionals, and Express helps people find all kinds of jobs, from manufacturing to logistics to customer service to accounting and more. Getting an interview with Express can be as easy as a phone call. And with just one application with Express Employment Professionals, you're in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Make your job search easier by letting the professionals at Express be your talent agent to find you the right spot on a great team. Express Employment Professionals is your one connection for getting a job. Visit expresspros.com today.
Hi, couple Chris and Ryan. Ryan Hollins in for Rob Parker, coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio Studios. And we're going to take your calls at 877-99 on Fox, 877-996-6369. Should the Philadelphia 76ers trade Ben Simmons? But first, we want to hear from you, Ryan Hollins. You teased us heading into the last break. You got some huge... some revelatory take that we got to get to. So what is it?
Who do I want for Ben Simmons?
Yeah,
I want C.J. McCollum. You bring some size to Portland. You get a guard who can fill it up from the outside. And the Dame and C.J. so maybe has run its course. I really like those two together, but they may be better apart. You know who else I want? Jaylen Brown. Might not get him. But I take Jaylen Brown.
I hear you on that. So if you're Portland, you're doing that. How do you like Simmons and Dame together? Because Dame's usually got the ball.
Doesn't matter. I might fool around and play Ben Simmons at the five. He might be my starting center, and we just fast.
No,
we just
I like
showtime.
You like that. I like that.
We just
I
showtime.
Like
you know
I mean,
what I'm
saying, doing Chris? Nurkic. I think Nurkic is a free agent. I believe.
Yeah.
Let me know, Rob G. Check that out. But I think he is. So that I don't hate that. Playing him inside. Oh, he's got 1 year left. Nurkic's got 1 year left.
So heck,
you might have to-
heck, hold on. I might trade Julius Randle.
Nah, Knicks don't have enough shooting.
Huh?
Knicks don't have enough shooting.
Figure it out. We'll retool in the offseason. I might send him for Porzingis.
I like. How's he playing with Luka? Unless you.
Easy. Center? In the dunker. In the dunker. He the screen setter. Set a screen and roll, big fella.
At some point, he going to have to learn. I hear you. He's just handled the ball so much. It's not bad. It's something
Let me throw
to think
another
about.
One
you
got to
look
you.
At everything.
Let me throw another one to you. Draymond or Wiggins? Or
well,
Wiggins.
No, it had to be, yeah. He can be another Draymond Green.
Yeah.
At this point, he'll be better than Draymond. Now, what Draymond will do is take the open three. So you got to get – just take it. All right, he might make one out of four, one out of 3.5. But he'll at least take it. That's what Ben has to do. But I agree with you. Ben in Golden State, instead of Draymond, defends everybody, can play, make, pass, and all he got to do is take a few
Chris,
shots.
Let me tell you something.
I like that.
Let me tell you
so
something.
So it'd have to be Draymond and maybe Wiggins.
Last night, what I didn't like to see as a former player, Doc Rivers threw Ben Simmons under the bus and he rolled over him.
Yeah.
Then Joel Embiid took the bus and he rolled over again and backed up in the same bus. You know what I'm saying? So, and it tells me if you're willing to do it at this stage, you've been talking about with your friends and your homeboys behind the scenes and there's been friction there. So it's time to go. And you know what? And when you get in a new environment, and teammates instill confidence in you, you're going to be the best that you can be. Now, don't get it twisted. Ben still got to work, but he needs a new environment.
Yeah, I can't disagree with anything you said. And you're right. I mean, Doc tried to clean it up a little bit today, but it's too late.
And hold on.
You're right, if they said it publicly, that means they have been thinking about it, maybe talking about it privately, and they're fed up.
And Chris, here's the fear, and we may dive into this later on, so I'll be short. The fear is that Ben Simmons goes to the Golden State Warriors, the Portland, to the Celtics, whoever, Orlando, damn it, and he balls out. That's the biggest fear for Elton Brand in that front office. That's the biggest fear, Chris, is that he goes someplace and hoops.
You know how you handle that fear? Make sure you get something in return.
That's it.
Make sure you get something good in return. I hear you, but that's always the fear. Mm. Bottom line is the city's tired of him. Apparently, his best player on the team and the coach are ready to move on. It's time. Just make sure you get the right thing. Now, I wouldn't give him away.
Oh, man.
I would not give him away. I got to get something in return because he does bring stuff to the table.
Hey Chris, you've been –
I wouldn't do Porzingis because he's hurt too much.
Hey, Chris, you've been front row at the games or in the media section we walk by. Just so you know, if you're listening, when you walk by Ben Simmons, oh, my God. Yo, he's bigger. He's taller than LeBron.
6'10".
He's long. No he's doubt. Got a great – listen, dog, physically, he's imposing, okay?
Let me ask you this, though, Ryan. What does it say to you that we're 4 or 5 years in now, and every offseason it's the same thing, work on the jumper. And you mentioned it. Rajon Rondo's a pretty decent shooter now.
Mm-hmm.
Jason Kidd went from – he was way worse than Ben Simmons when he entered the league as far as shooting. And he became one of the top three-point shooters ever. What does it say to you that Ben hasn't even gotten to the point in 5 years where he even take jumpers? Forget making them. Take them.
He's Shaq. Shaq. On a free throw line, well, technically worse. But he's Shaq in this sense. Shaquille O'Neal was so physically gifted that he could chill. He could make movies. He could do TV. He put an album together. And the album was dope.
He had more success than any other athlete rapper out there.
Now, don't get me wrong. Shaq is a different monster. When you're bigger and stronger, you don't got to work on your game. But Shaq could chill,
thing. You got to be careful with that comparison.
Because
Shaq still
dominated.
Ben ain't dominating.
True. But in the sense of a guy, he dominate. I mean, he's good in the regular season. He's really good. He's not Shaq. He's not Shaq. But similar in the sense of when you're – Chris, me and you never walked around like that.
If Shaq had a weakness that was that glaring, he would have – and again, you're right, free throws was obviously his worst part of his game, but he was decent at that. Ben, I mean, come on, Ryan. Why?
He didn't even care. I don't want to. Part of me doesn't want to say he doesn't care, but he don't care.
He don't care. Does he care yet?
Nah.
You heard him at the post. You don't think he's hit rock bottom? The whole city wants him out. He's getting ripped by his legendary coach, ripped by his superstar teammate. People all over the television and radio are saying trade him. He don't care now?
It was originally just Ryan Hollins. And I remember on one post, Ben Simmons' brother like went after me. It's like, dog, okay, go after everybody now. Who are you going after now? Yeah, Chris, I know you've had it in the media. We don't need to talk about it. But somebody's family, man, Chris, how'd you say that? Say it like, dog, I'm doing my job, bro.
Thank you.
Ben is a great dude. That's why I don't like this. And I hate when people go overboard. But he got to fix it, man.
He got to fix it, man. No doubt about it. All right, we got Keith Pompey, Philadelphia Inquirer, Sixers beat writer coming up. Also the host of the Locked On Sixers podcast.
Hey.
So he's going to break all of this down for us in a moment. But first...
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
We're coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. Our next guest does a tremendous job of covering the Philadelphia 76ers for the Philly Inquirer. Also, the host of Locked On Sixers. That's the podcast. Check it out. Keith Pompey. Keith, what's up, brother?
Hey, what's up, man? How you been?
I'm great, man. I'm great. And you sound tired. I know you've been running and writing and talking and all that, reporting. Let's just get right to it, brother. We saw Doc Rivers and Joel Embiid, in many people's eyes, throw Ben Simmons under the bus yesterday after the game. I know Doc kind of tried to clean it up today. Where's Doc on Ben? Where's the organization on Ben? I know the city, from what I'm hearing, is ready to get rid of him. Where are all these people on Ben Simmons?
You know, it's one of those things where, you know, if you ask them, they're all going to say all the right things, or try to say.
Except
the right
for yesterday.
Right? Yeah, except for yesterday. Right. I think what happened yesterday was, you know, and I'm gonna give Doc credit, man. Like, we've been asking Doc about Ben all season, and Doc even said, "Hey, if you don't." See what I see, you don't know basketball.
Or
how dare you say this and that. But I think it got to a point where they got tired of hiding him, right? And then it got to a point when he passed up that dunk, that open dunk, and you look at it and you're like, man, this may have cost us. Right. It did cost us, you know, the game. And I think that it was so fresh for Doc. And when he was asked that question, it was one of those things where, you know, he got tired of lying. You know, he made a slip. You know what I mean? And then Joel, you know, would try to not say it, but he was being truthful and honest when somebody asked him what was the turning point. So, I mean, it seems like they threw him under the bus. Some people could say that, but I just looked at it like the wound was so fresh, and that a lot of people were so hurt that where it was like, everyone knew the elephant in the room, because I'm telling you, when he did that, the arena, it was like a loud boo. And all you heard was, Ben Simmons did what? Oh, my God. You know, it was one of those. So, you know what I mean? It was like they were just being truthful. And maybe they could have just kept their mouth shut a little bit. But that's what it was to me, you know?
Okay.
Keith.
All right. Yeah, go ahead, Ryan.
Yeah, Keith, there's so much to unpack. I wish we could just give you the floor, man. We could just turn it into your podcast, man.
Right.
There's so much to unpack. Keith, from your understanding, as much as you can say, what is Ben Simmons' off-season routine? I'm hearing conflicting reports, and some people say they're just questioning the work ethic. Obviously, you see
that's
this happening
I've
on
heard,
the floor.
Keith. Yeah, that he
Keith,
don't work
but we want to hear, what have you heard and what have you seen?
Well, I hear the same thing. People question the work ethic. You know, it's like, you know, you put these videos out there and everybody gets, you know, excited about it. But it's kind of like propaganda. You know what I mean? You're just throwing something out there. You know, the one thing is about Ben, you know, you look at him, you know, he's one of those dudes that's extremely athletic. Like I always tell people, if he was 6'4", he would be a tight end, a Pro Bowl tight end. If he was 6'1", he would be a Olympic quarter miler. If he was 5'8", he would be playing over in Europe soccer somewhere. He's such a great athlete that things come easy to him. And then you also look at it, like, let's keep it real. Him and Joel came in with the process. They didn't have any veterans, right? Now, I know he had LeBron James as a mentor, but LeBron James wasn't on his team. So they don't know. They didn't come in as rookies having people say, this is what you do. This is how you do it. No, Rook, you're not leaving. Or, no, you got to come early. You're the face of the franchise. Nah, they enabled them to do whatever they wanted to do, and this is what you get, you know? And so, like, I'm not saying that he doesn't know how to work hard, but he never had anyone inside the building telling them, you have to work hard. So you know how it is, like, that high school work hard ain't the same as college work hard.
Fact.
And
right.
It sure as heck isn't the same as NBA work hard. You understand what I'm saying? So
right.
Whereas he might think he's putting up shots, but he ain't working hard like a guy like a Kobe did or a Dame Lillard or LeBron or someone like that on the regular. So, you know what I mean? Like, he's a young dude making a lot of money, and he said to the media one time, why do I need to shoot threes? I'm an all-star without making threes. So, you see what I'm saying? It's one of those things where, you know, he never hit rock bottom. He was always good, no matter what he did, and it came too easy for him.
Do you know if he's ever seen or even the Sixers have had him meet with a sports psychologist? Because that sounds like that needs to be on the table if it hadn't already happened.
You know, he talked about he. I didn't get into that, but he did admit that what he's going through right now is mental.
Right.
He admitted that. You know, but I don't know if it was that thing in the past. Because you know, he's such a like private person to a point where like I mean you got to understand when he was injured the first year, no one even saw him with a boot on because it was like he wanted to come across as this strong guy, so. Hmm. People like that tend to try to shy away from things like that. You know what I mean?
Right.
Now,
right,
again,
right.
I don't know specifically, but, you know, but it was one of those things where he just didn't do it. He just didn't shoot because he didn't want to shoot.
Let me ask you this quickly, because, Ryan, I'm sorry to butt in.
No, go ahead, Chris.
The elephant in the room. Let's keep it real. Doc Rivers. I mean, this is not new to him failing like this in the playoffs. Is there – what is the talk? I know the city's been down on him from what I'm hearing. What are the thoughts on Doc, whether it's in the organization or the city right now?
You know, a lot of people are disappointed with Doc, you know, because they looked at, you know, some people look at his rotation or his substitution pattern, right? And they were saying like, oh, you can't play, you know, four reserves or five reserves on the court at one time. You know, they were looking at some of his adjustments. You know, like this past game, he had Seth Curry on Kevin Huerter, and he was just blowing them up, and he kept them on there. So there are a lot of people in Philly who are a little disappointed in Doc. You know, like when Doc came here, it was one of those things where, you know, it's Doc Rivers, man. Like,
right.
You know, top 10 coach, he won a championship. And then it got to a point where, you know, some people – were just a little disappointed. And then, you know, the fact that, you know, he didn't get out of the second round with the Clippers. And when you think of that, some people say, whoa.
Right.
You know, so it people are upset. But I will say this. I think that more people are, like, I think if Ben Simmons isn't going through what he's going through, a lot of it would be on Doc. But the fact that Ben is going through this, like, he's the easy target right now. But that's not saying that people aren't upset with the coaching staff either. But it's more or less, you know, they're looking at Ben as being part of the problem. And some people are looking at, okay, well, Joel Embiid was injured more so than what Doc Rivers did.
All right. Go ahead, Ryan. We got time for one more.
Okay.
We got about a minute left.
All right, Keith, just put it out there, man. You've seen all the presses. You've been around. Do you sense friction between Embiid and Simmons? Friction there.
Not anymore. I used to. Like, I mean, we're talking to my man. We were on this show, and he was breaking stuff, which was good, and he was right. Right? I think that, you know, I'm talking about Chris. I'm thinking about this is how it is to me personally. Embiid knows this is his team, right? Before, there was always a question of who the leader was. It's Embiid's team. Right? So the friction that they used to have you know, it's not like it's not the same. You know what I mean? It's more or less, you know, Embiid is the face of the franchise. You know, Ben Simmons is a guy who's afraid to shoot. You know, if Embiid is one of those things like, hey, you know, like he reacted when Ben passed up the shot. But right now, I don't see that friction like I used to see before. Now, I'm going to say this. Doc is the reason of that, because he told them they have to work together, right? They have to coexist. But right about now, and this is Embiid's team, no one's going to argue with that, not even Ben. So I don't see it the way it used to be.
Gut feeling, Keith, are they going to try to trade Simmons this summer? And I know, not a report, but is your feeling that he'll start the season with the Sixers or he'll be elsewhere?
You know, gut feeling, I think that, yeah, they're going to try to trade him. I mean, let's face it, they tried to trade him this year.
Right.
Unsuccessful with it. My thing is, though, are you willing to just let him go to another team and not get an equal value in return? And I think that's a decision that they have to make. You know what I mean? Because, there was 29 GMs and presidents that watched that game, watched this series. And, you know, I don't know if they're willing to give up what the Sixers are trying to get in return for them. So I think that's going to depend on what the Sixers are willing to bring back in return for Ben Simmons.
That's our man, Keith Pompey. Great stuff, man. Keep up the great work. You can read him in the Philly Inquirer. He's the Sixers beat writer. Also, check out his podcast, Locked On Sixers. All right, brother. Thank you, my man.
Hey, thanks for having me on, y'all.
Yep, more iCouple coming your way. Keep it locked. Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables. Ooh, yum. And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notified, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
All right, game off. We gotta pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games, like digging for treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Job searching can be a lonely process. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish. It's time for a better way to find a job. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you. Each year, tens of thousands of job seekers find work with help of Express Employment Professionals, and Express helps people find all kinds of jobs, from manufacturing to logistics to customer service to accounting and more. Getting an interview with Express can be as easy as a phone call, and with just one application with Express Employment Professionals, you're in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Make your job search easier by letting the professionals at Express be your talent agent to find you the right spot on a great team. Express Employment Professionals is your one connection for getting a job. Visit expresspros.com today.
All right, it's the iCouple. Chris Broussard and Ryan Hollins is in for Rob Parker, coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. And quickly, Ryan, we don't have much time. Look, I got to say this, because LeBron James started a firestorm when he talked about, you know, all these injuries are due to the decreased offseason and all that. And, I mean, I'm not a doctor. There may be some truth to that. But I've also seen these players playing for Team USA, you know, many summers, not getting the usual rest. And this summer, I mean, Kevin Durant just got done playing the entire game in two of the last three playoff games. Clearly was tired at the end of game seven, not blaming him, but he was exhausted. And then the next day, a day after, 2 days after, both Durant and Harden. Harden's hurt. He's on a grade two hamstring strain. Jason Tatum was hurt this season. And they're all saying Devin Booker, Bam Adebayo, Damian Lillard, Draymond Green, Bradley Beal, they are all committed to playing for Team USA. Ryan, I'm sorry. I don't want to hear a thing about the season being too, like not having enough time for the offseason with rest. I don't want to hear about load management when the regular season starts. If you want to rest, then rest in the offseason now. Forget Team USA. Rest up so you can play most of the games next year. Am I wrong?
Well, here's the deal, Chris. You're not wrong, but you got to understand what LeBron is doing. LeBron is having Anthony Davis's back right now. That's what he's doing. That's just the way he's having Anthony Davis's back, man. He's not pulling his Joel Embiid going, I thought we lost the game when somebody turned down a layup. He's not pulling. He's going, man, it's the commissioner's fault. He's going at the NBA. He's not going to throw Anthony Davis under the bus, dog.
I get all that, but are you saying all this talk about not enough rest is BS?
Yeah, LeBron knows better, man.
Not just from LeBron, but other – okay, so we cool. So what about the load management? Am I, you know, being fair if I'm saying, hold on, why do you need to take 10 of the games off just, you know, for rest when you could have had the entire offseason off, but you had to go to Tokyo to play for Team USA?
Listen, Chris, we are prima donnas, the cream of the crop. We love NBA players. We love to complain. Okay, we work out in the air conditioned gym. I joke with my wife. I don't know how to be dirty. Right after I work out, I got a shower. I'm not used to being dirty. That's a we walk. Do we
players
go to the,
are bougie.
We go
That's
to the
what
game,
you're
Chris. We go to the game with a suit and tie on to play basketball. We're bougie.
I've even seen players walking into the arena with wine.
Yeah. Stop it. Stop it, Chris. Stop it, man. Yes, we are. We're bougie. Bougie.
All right. Well, at least you being honest about it. Because I'm just saying, like, look, man, stop it with the load management. Stop it with the we need rest when you don't rest in the off season.
We pick and choose when we want to rest. Yeah. We pick and choose when it's convenient.
Well, and let me ask you this for real. Because you obviously 10 years in the league.
10 years.
Is the how much rest does a player need between seasons?
Well, when you make a deep run, you need a little more rest. If you got an injury, you got to let it go back. But if no injuries, I mean, 3 weeks to a month, and we want to cook.
Really?
Because once I hear, it's all mental. Once I hear, like, yo, they were hooping at UCLA or, right. You know, the runner, you're like, I'm about to show up, man. I'll be there next week. Like,
right.
You want to hear that.
So a month is adequate?
Yeah.
All right.
More than adequate.
Okay.
I was in the facility the next week, but, you know, when we made an Eastern Conference Finals run, it wasn't the same.
Right. Wow. All right. That's our man Ryan Hollins. He's keeping it real. We'll be here the next 2 hours. You keep it locked. iCouple, Fox Sports Radio.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
What kind of fun is waiting for you at Kings Island? The, holy cow, we're way too high and here comes the drop kind of fun. The, make a splash all summer kind of fun. The, I can't believe I ate that whole funnel cake. Let's get another kind of fun. But most importantly, at Kings Island, you'll find for the fun of it kind of fun.
Don't wait to start your fun season. Kings Island is now open on weekends.